I'm T.W. Hawk. This is How to Succeed on Purpose. Inspiration for transformation. Life's dust bunnies. Ever notice how when we are sweeping the floor, dusting away the dust bunnies, brushing the final vestiges of mess, invariably we come upon an additional mess of dirt that escaped us? Well, sweeping up is a lot like life. It's messy. Once we think we're done, we're not. The moment we feel we've cleaned up all there is to clean, there's another spill that requires our attention. Like the superhero who laments in The Incredibles that once he's done saving the world, he wishes it would just stay saved. Without fail, however, the world has another crisis and needs saving yet again. Superheroics are a metaphor for life's messes. Once we finish our clean sweep, send our cleaning crew on its way, the process of entropy, activity, action will ensure there'll be more work to do once the initial mess is dealt with. There always seems to be some kind of mess unseen, lurking in a corner we hardly ever peer into, or underneath that easy chair we lounge in all the time, but never move from its perch. So get out that dust mop, pull out the broom, even if you just put it back in the closet, and prepare yourself for a bit more cleaning up. Just a bit, and then a bit more, and ever more still. Because life is about cleaning up messes. Some of them our own, some of them our children's, some of them our friends, some of them strangers who created messes that seem to have nothing to do with us. But whether the dirt is our own or someone else's, a spill can muck up our environment too. So we set to work on the task of sweeping up the dust in our lives, and with a pristine new vantage point, we illuminate the remaining dust bunnies that have been running for cover or cowering underneath the cabinets without us realizing. Cleaning up life's messes is an act of devotion, performed with faith and focus. It can become an act of worship, of gratitude, that clearing the space we inhabit will likewise clear our minds, clear the space within us, so that new pleasures, new ideas, new inspirations, new clarity can enter. In sacred temples of the divine, devotees spend time cleaning the temple, mopping the marble, polishing the pews, and burnishing the statuary. For the practitioners of prayer know that if the temple is unkempt, then how can the divine enter? How long will the divine remain in an untidy dominion? Cleaning, clearing, cleansing is a powerful form of worship. Caring for a space signals to the universe that you care for yourself, care for your environment, care for the well-being of your visitors. How is your space prepared to receive the divine as inspiration, clarity, connection? Is your environment clean and clear in preparation to welcome sacred guests? Or is it soiled with dust, riddled with dust bunnies? Have you prepared your own temple as invitation to divine guests in the same manner you would wish to be greeted into another's temple? Quite simply, it's refreshing and warming and welcoming when we enter an inviting space of another. We are drawn in. We wish to spend time there. With them, we feel comfortable and welcomed and at ease and safe. So it is with the divine. To create a comfortable seat at the table for spirit to enter, to invite spirit into our homes and into our hearts with the same gracious welcoming that we would invite our most treasured house guest. For whom more treasured a guest can there be than spirit itself? The conscious cleaning and clearing of one's environment prepares the way for spirit's arrival. It will rush into your abode the moment you throw open the door. So clear every nook and cranny, hunt out those dust bunnies and errant specks of sand, and spirit will visit you with beneficent tidings of love and abundance, because even spirit knows not to come empty-handed. It always comes with divine gifts, and that's a housewarming we can all look forward to. Thank you for joining me. I'm T.W. Hawk. This is How to Succeed on Purpose.